Okay, I need you to stop what you're doing for a second because I'm standing on the ramp at Triple Tree Aerodrome in Woodruff, South Carolina, and I'm looking at the single most beautiful runway I have ever seen in my life. And I have seen a lot of runways. This is Radio Hangar, I'm Ramp, this is Ramp Check, and you have got to come see this place. Let me paint it for you because you're not gonna believe me until I do. Imagine a golf course, the kind of green that makes you a little bit angry at your own front lawn. Now stretch that green out to 7,000 feet long and 100 feet wide. Roll it flat, roll it flatter, mow it in perfect diagonal stripes so the whole thing glows in the morning light. That's the runway that is grass. I'm not kidding. I bent down and touched it. It is Bermuda grass cut like a pudding green. And there is not a divot, not a bald spot, not a weed anywhere on the whole thing. Airplanes land here and they don't want to leave. I don't blame them before I go any further. Let me tell you who's making this segment possible today. Today's Ramp Check is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins for every step of the journey. First solo, private pilot, instrument rating, all the way up. Mark the milestones that matter. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com, and I'll tell you what, a place like this is exactly the kind of milestone worth marking. Your first landing on this grass, that's a coin, that's a story. So let me take you there. Triple Tree sits southeast of Greenville, tucked into the rolling country of upstate South Carolina. 400 acres of it, and the story of how this runway came to be is really a story about one man and a promise he made to himself. His name was Pat Hartness. Pat was a businessman, ran the family machine tool company, but his heart, his whole heart, was in airplanes, and in model airplanes especially. He flew radio-controlled aircraft at the highest levels, and Pat had a dream that sounds almost impossible when you say it out loud. He wanted to build the finest grass airfield in the world. Not the biggest, not the busiest, the finest, the prettiest. A place so lovingly maintained that a pilot rolling out on the turf would feel like they'd landed on something sacred. And here's the thing about Pat. He actually did it. He started shaping this land back in the 1990s, moving earth, grading it dead level, planting and nurturing that Bermuda grass season after season until it came in thick and perfect. He built ponds, he lined the property with trees, and he opened the gates to fellow aviators because a runway this beautiful was never meant to be kept to yourself. Pat Hartness passed away, but you feel him everywhere here. This whole place is his handshake, his way of saying, come on in, bring your airplane, this is for you. Now let me walk you down the flight line. Because it is not just that runway, oh no, there's a clubhouse here that looks like a southern lodge, big porches, rocking chairs, the whole thing. There's a lake, there are grass taxiways that wind through the trees like little country lanes, and there's a model airplane flying site on the property too. A nod to where Pat's heart began with its own beautiful strip for the radio-controlled crowd. You taxi in off that main runway and you shut the engine down, and the quiet just wraps around you. Birds, wind in the pines, maybe the distant burble of a radial engine somewhere out on the pattern. And then once a year, this peaceful place absolutely comes alive. Let me tell you about the fly-in. Every fall, usually in September, Triple Tree hosts what they call the fly-in, and pilots come from all over the country to camp right here on the field, under the wing, tent pitched in the grass, and this is the part that gets me. They mow campsites, individual mowed campsites laid out along the runway so you can park your airplane, pitch your tent beside it, and fall asleep looking up at your own wing and a sky full of stars. Picture hundreds of airplanes lined up on that emerald grass, Cubs and Champs and Bonanzas and Waco's Warbirds, home builds still smelling of fresh paint, antiques that flew before your grandfather was born. And in the morning is magic. That grass is soaked in dew. The mist is hanging low over the lake, and one by one the engines start coughing to life. And you smell it, coffee and dew and 100 low lead and cut grass all at once. This is incredible. This is what flying is supposed to feel like. The people are the whole thing though. Let me tell you about the people. Triple Tree runs almost entirely on volunteers, and I meet an army of them. Folks who take vacation days to come mow, to marshal airplanes, to flip pancakes, to park cars, to sit in the tower and keep everybody safe on that turf. They do it because they love it, because Pat built something worth protecting, and they consider it a genuine honor to protect it. I talked to one of them out by the flight line this morning, a gentleman who's been coming for years, and he told me he's got no interest in ever flying at some big paved airport again, if he can help it. He said, quote, once you land on that grass, you understand what we're all chasing. And I get it now, I really do. There's a young family here too, flew in yesterday. A mom and dad and two kids in the back of a little Cessna. And the youngest one, couldn't have been more than six, is running up and down the grass between the airplanes with her arms out making airplane noises. And nobody's telling her to stop. Nobody's telling her to get behind a fence. This is a place where a kid can walk right up to a steerman and look a pilot in the eye and ask how it flies. That's how you make the next generation, right there on the grass. Let me talk about the flying itself for a second, because I know some of you are already scheming a trip. Landing on turf is a different animal, and it is a joy that grass is forgiving. It's soft. A wheel landing or a three-pointer on a surface like this feels like setting down on a cloud. But you respect it. You come in on speed, you keep it coordinated, and you honor the fact that this surface is a living thing that people pour their hearts into keeping perfect. And here's the etiquette. Because it matters, you do not do anything to hurt that grass. No locked up breaks, no run-ups that tear the turf. You treat it the way you treat a friend's prized possession, because that's exactly what it is. Now, real talk, Triple Tree is a private field. This is not a place you just drop into on a random Tuesday for a $100 hamburger. Access is tied to their events and their membership and their invitations. So the move is to watch for the fly-in and the other gatherings they host through the year. Get yourself signed up and plan for it. Check them out and do your homework before you point the nose toward Woodruff. It is worth every bit of the planning. And if you can't fly in yourself, people drive in for the fly-in too. They come to camp to walk the line, to sit in a rocking chair on that porch and watch airplanes land on the prettiest turf in the country. Nobody's turning away someone who loves airplanes. Let me come back to that runway one more time, because I can't stop looking at it. 7,000 feet of grass that's longer than the paved runways at a lot of regional airports. You could land almost anything here, and they have this field has hosted big radio warbirds, formation arrivals, whole squadrons of antiques dropping in one after another like a string of pearls onto that green. And every single one of them rolls out and taxis in, and the pilot climbs down with the same look on their face, that look of, did that just really happen? Did I really just land on that? You did. Welcome to Triple Tree. I want to leave you with something Pat believed, because it stuck with me all morning. He believed that if you build something beautiful and you share it generously, people will rise to meet it. They'll take care of it. They'll bring their kids, they'll pass it on. And standing here watching the mist burn off the lake and the airplanes wake up one by one on that impossible green grass, I gotta tell you, he was right. He was so right. My thanks to the Triple Tree Aerodrome team and their volunteers for the history and the hospitality, and for keeping Pat Hartness's dream alive on 400 acres of upstate Carolina. You can find more from the show over at radiohanger.com. I'm Ramp. If you fly one field off your bucket list this year, make it this one. Land soft. I'll see you on the grass.